Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Jason Duda in again for Bob today. I am Jeff Lutz, and we make up the A-team on this show. Duda, you're welcome.
Am I supposed to thank you?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, you're welcome.
That's really kind of you to say.
Again.
I know you're only saying it because your old man's not here, and he's probably not listening.
Oh, he's listening.
You think so?
Of course. He'll come in on Monday and say, I didn't listen to a word. And yeah, he did.
He did?
Straight through 2 hours both days.
He does.
Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't surprise me.
Of course. What else?
It really doesn't when you think about it.
What else is he going
to
do?
He's got nothing else to do. The Cardinals aren't playing right now.
Serve tapioca at the home, as he would say. Not much going on in the youngster's life.
Well, I know he's not making it.
No.
Not a chance.
Are you feeling better today than you did yesterday?
No, not really.
You came in a little hungover yesterday, it felt like.
Well, I wasn't hungover. Let's clear that up right away.
Are you now?
I was a little tired.
Clearly there was something going on.
No, I'm not hungover. I'm just in the middle of it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not really.
Wait till the second hour. That's when I really turn it up.
I hope
so. Second hour is my hour.
We got to close the week well. We got a responsibility here to people.
We have a responsibility.
Someone sent us a Facebook message yesterday. He says he looks forward to his drive home to hear Bob and me. Probably mostly Bob.
Yeah.
But me too. I mean, I'm on the show every day.
Well,
so that's a responsibility. Isn't that weird? There are probably like only five people out there that are just live and die with this show, just hang with it. Like, I got to hear the drive. But that's five people.
Got to make them happy.
Yeah, we got to serve our audience.
It's what we do. That's why I'm not sure why you bring me in here.
People like you, and I haven't quite pinpointed why.
It's just because I'm a Canadian. We're easy to get along with when it comes down to it.
We were talking before the show, me and you, to Kevin McClellan, former Thunder coach.
Yes, we were.
And my God, just two Canadians going back and forth. I feel dumber for having listened to that conversation.
It was good to talk to him. I hadn't talked to him in a while.
Just so many. Is that how all Canadians are when they get together?
That's how it is.
I wish,
just like that.
I wish one, people had gotten hurt, hear that, and I wish B, that we could have recorded it. But there's no way that would have been able
and
to make.
Beep 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. See you later.
And the maple syrup. Bye. That's pretty much how that conversation went. I didn't know Canadians had such potty mouths. Or is it just hockey players?
No, I wouldn't stereotype that into there. No, I don't think.
But a lot of hockey players talk that way.
A lot of sports guys talk that way. It's just
I don't think so.
What?
You're
stereotyping
into
hockey players in this spot?
That talk that way? Yeah, they do. That's a specific to hockey players type of thing. Not just the cussing, but the, we got a running joke. I'm going to out my good friend Zach, who called yesterday. You need to get together with him, by the way. He wants to play golf with you.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in.
There was absolutely no genuineness to your voice right there.
No, I swear to God, I'd love to. I'm in.
And he does an impression of R.G. Flath, former Thunder player and assistant coach, who's from Utah, by the way. And he talks like that. He talks as if he's from Saskatchewan.
So it's Saskatchewan. Not Saskatchewan.
Right, Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Exactly. So why is it that hockey players have that vernacular?
I don't know, and quit using big words like that.
I do one a day, and
I don't know. You know,
you got to keep up.
It's funny because you talk about it, and in the locker, oh Jeff,
what?
It's going to be a long day. It's only 4:04. You know, I don't know. It's just locker room. That's just the way it is. I don't know. Coach Mack that's, man, I could only imagine. Well, I can't imagine. I was with him for 5 years. I know exactly how it is. That's him. That's him, whether he's in the dressing room or he's chatting here. But, I mean, if he's out, he doesn't. It's not like that. But we're buddies, so you just kind of let everything roll.
What is the bonding like in a hockey? They call them dressing rooms because, of course, it's classier. You can't call it a clubhouse or a locker room. It's a dressing room. You're the stars of the show. You're Billy Joel back there.
See, we call it dressing room, so we have to put on all that gear. You actually have to get dressed to
go play.
Well,
I think every athlete gets dressed in their locker room.
Okay. So ours is just because you
dressing room. And they call it the room. Why?
The room?
Yeah.
In the room?
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we kind of do. Why? I don't know. It's always been that way. So
when hockey players bond probably more so among themselves than in any other sport, I would imagine, because the backgrounds are so similar.
Well, your backgrounds are similar, but I wouldn't say bond more. I think it's just, with the hockey side of it, you know, you got to be kind of tight because, you know, there's fighting involved and people watching each other's backs and, you know, it's a rough sport. So, I mean, you got to. If not, then you kind of lose a little bit of that aspect of that team game. So I think maybe that might be why. I wouldn't say it's any more than a football team or a baseball team.
Yeah, but football team, you have position groups, you have offense and defense. There's separation within the locker room to some degree because they're not meeting
together.
Well,
that's the same in hockey, though. You've got your offense and your defense.
Really? You separate out that by
oh, sometimes, yeah. I mean, that gets thrown out there lots.
But
with an offense, you guys ain't doing nothing. Defense, what's your problem tonight?
Like, but defensemen can be offense. They can have the puck. In football, you don't unless you catch it. In baseball, the defense does have the ball. It's weird. I don't know the point I'm trying to make, but defense can have possession, right? In hockey, it's a different thing. It's
yeah.
There's more. It's a team game.
Yeah, it's probably
the ultimate team game. It's probably basketball and then hockey.
Basketball, you think, is the ultimate team game?
Basketball and hockey are on the same level, and then football.
Football in front. And then baseball. I don't know. I guess that's looking from the outside in because I haven't played on a football team or a basketball team in any sort of capacity, so I wouldn't know exactly how to rate those in that area.
Baseball,
I mean, that's not how it works.
Baseball is a team game, but there's so much individuality to it.
Well, it's different because you got pitcher, batter. That's it, right?
It's a one-on-one
situation. So it's a little different.
But when the ball is put in play, then someone's got to catch it. You got to throw it. You got to line up the cutoff man. You got to make sure someone's backing up. That's a team game too, but it's just different. It's the result of a batter versus pitcher matchup one-on-one. Hockey, everybody's involved all the time.
Well, I can't argue that point.
It's true. It's the truth.
But I don't know how you would rate them. I mean, I don't know how. I don't think you could unless you had guys that played in all the sports.
No, but you watch. You see how?
But watching is not. You can't get.
Oh, please.
Come on, Jeff. There's no way you can tell me what a locker room's like in the NFL.
There's
no way you can tell me what a locker room's like in the NBA or
in
MLB
or in
hockey.
We're not talking about that
anymore. You can't.
We're talking about the on-ice, on-field, on-court blend of how teams mesh together. In hockey, everyone is involved constantly. In basketball, the same. Baseball, it's not like that.
No, baseball's different.
In football, you have half the team sitting out at any given time. So it's hockey and basketball. Right?
Okay. I'm going to agree with you.
We're gonna set up the show here in a minute, but Jim is kind enough to join us early on this afternoon. What's up, Jim?
Yes, good evening. This show is so consuming when these regular customers are out of the company area. When you get finished selling out of MyPillow, you got to get a connection with an AM, FM, heavy-duty antenna. So that, you know, the guy can go to San Angelo, Texas, and still hear you. And
San Angelo, Texas?
That's the next thing you need to sell and get rich on.
It's a little ambitious, Jim, but we'll do our best. What else do you have today?
That's as easy as I can handle.
All right, thanks, Jim. Wants us to move down to San Angelo and do a show, I think is what I heard. Isn't that what he said?
I don't know. I'm not too sure. I mean, it was something about that, the antenna. Maybe he just wants to be able to... Maybe he just wants to make sure he hears the show if he's in San Angelo or San Antonio.
There you go.
Or somewhere in Texas.
We have lassoed a five questions guest. I don't want to make someone feel bad if they happen to be listening, but we've got someone now, right? We have a person. That'll be in the final full segment of the show at 5:25. We'll be joined by Cam Inman from the Bay Area News Group. He covers the 49ers for the San Jose Mercury News, I believe. And he'll talk quickly, shortly, briefly about the Chiefs 49ers game coming up on Sunday. First home game for the Chiefs, so Cam Inman joins us at 4:40 or thereabouts, 4:45. Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine breaks down week 4 already of the high school football schedule in and around the Wichita area. And in the very next segment, Jason.
What?
Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman.
So I'm guessing we'll be talking about Mr. Mayfield.
Talking about Baker Mayfield, talking about Oklahoma football. But what about Baker Mayfield? By the way, 869-1240, the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. We'd be more than happy to entertain your thoughts on anything going on last night, tonight, or this weekend. But we have to start with Baker Mayfield, who came in last night against the Jets. And that's actually when I started watching the game. I watched most of it, but I didn't see any of Tyrod. He was apparently terrible.
And then he goes awful. He wanted out of that game. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, I don't know.
The chance for Baker were started going. And as soon as they started, he was missing receivers by 10, 12 yards. He got hurt. He got sacked. The one time I thought he was just going to say his knee was sore. And then he hits his head. Didn't look that bad to me. And he's done.
He's had a bunch of concussions.
Done. He's done. Baker had his helmet on before all this happened. I think he knew that it was almost time Baker was coming in. And he was ready to Donnie it's Baylor. Not, your guy, no, I, Tyrod Taylor,
I'm,
was out of
I'm
there.
Conflicted
he was,
about this.
He couldn't wait to get off that field.
I'm conflicted about this because I like Tyrod Taylor, and I genuinely believed, as you've heard me say many times on this show, that he was a serviceable quarterback at worst, right? And a guy who led a team now that's awful, the Buffalo Bills, to the playoffs last year, was benched somehow for Nathan Peterman. What a strange last year or 18 months Tyrod Taylor has had. But now he's probably out as Browns quarterback. And yeah, I'm excited. I am. But what does it mean that now Baker Mayfield, are the Browns better? Are we just saying, okay, we're going to take our lumps here with Baker, who might end up being good? Or more likely, he has the growing pains that any rookie quarterback has. So where are the Browns right now?
Well,
I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
But I know
that's funny.
I threw it to you.
That's funny.
But more or less likely to now fulfill my playoff prediction with Baker Mayfield in the lineup. Not saying one way or the other that they will be in or not, but more or less likely.
So I don't think it's no more likely.
So less
I
likely.
Mean, basically, you know, if I mean, I watched ESPN, I've listened to sports shows today, and they've already anointed him as the guy.
He looked great.
He played a half of football.
He looked great.
Okay. He did.
I will not
take that away from him. I think he was 17 for 23, and there was three or four drops, and I mean bad drops.
And he has a
Jarvis Landry right between the numbers, wide open. They had that Callaway kid had it in his hands and dropped it.
Yeah, like I mean, threw it down.
He looked good. I'm not.
And he
don't
has
get
a
me
cannon
wrong.
For an arm.
Don't get me wrong.
And he's got presence, and he's got makeup, and he's got attitude. He's got confidence. We could tell watching Hard Knocks that he had the it factor. I put it up on Twitter, the first episode. He's clearly got the it factor. However much you believe in that as a quarterback, he's got it, right?
No, he does. He does. But he played a half. He played the Jets, right?
The Jets aren't terrible defensively.
Come on, Jeff. The Jets are not that good.
They're not good, but they're not terrible defensively.
I don't know, man.
And he carved him up. And Carlos Hyde was running like a different type of player.
I will say this. When he got in the game, it was like the energy level for that whole offense rose up.
Hugh
I mean,
Jackson
they
said,
they just looked, they were just, they were jacked when he came to the huddle.
They were stagnant with Tyrod Taylor, and they kind of had been. I didn't watch the Saints game, but I watched the Steelers game, and they looked terrible. He didn't look good. Offensively, they had a couple drives and it was raining, so maybe you give him a pass. But Tyrod didn't look great in that game to me. And yesterday he starts off, he's just horrendous, which, again, I don't quite understand because he's got weapons and he's a serviceable, capable, borderline quality quarterback. But it's over, apparently, for Tyrod. He's done. And now it's the bake show.
Well, there's no way that...
Can we coin that? The bake show.
You can do whatever you want, Rockhopper.
The Great American Bake Off.
You can do whatever you want. But did he look good? Yeah, he did. He looked good. He looked really good.
He looked great.
There's no denying that. You can't take that part away from it. But it was a half a football against the Jets. So everyone who has anointed him as the next coming...
No one has anointed him.
Have you been listening to anything today?
No one has said that.
I have been. Yes, they are...
Who says stuff like that?
It's all over ESPN today. It drove me nuts.
All you can do...
Because that's all you could hear about.
Yeah, but all you can do is react to what you've seen. And what we've seen is Hard Knocks, where he's got the presence and makeup and emotional demeanor of a quarterback. Right.
Yeah, but nobody.
And then he
I don't
gets
think
in
anybody,
for the first time. And
nobody's
he
arguing that part, Jeff.
Okay, but that's all we can react to. We can't say. Oh man, did you see Baker last night go 3 for 26 with 3 picks, or 12 for 18, or whatever? It's just a bad. He didn't have a bad game. We can only react to what we've seen so far. True or false?
True.
We've seen him win the Heisman Trophy. We've seen him become drafted number one overall. We've seen him on Hard Knocks have an aura, a presence. Well, now we've seen him not start a game, but come in and relieve Tyrod Taylor and lead his team back from a 14-3 deficit, a team that had not won in 635 days. That's what we are reacting to.
Very
right?
True. Yes. I'll give you that. But do you think now that, do you think, because you've been on the Cleveland bandwagon for a couple months now.
Oh, I am the Cleveland bandwagon.
So are they better with him than they are Tyrod?
Clearly.
But that's not what you said before. You said Tyrod was the guy.
Me. It frustrates me that Tyrod wasn't the guy. I don't know why I feel conflicted. I can't even really explain it. I can't put it into words. But it feels like if Tyrod had been good, that the Browns would be good. Now you have to rely. And he felt like he was more likely to be good this year than Mayfield in his rookie year, learning, you know, an offense for the first time, playing for a team that had not won much at all in the last several years. So it felt like Tyrod was the answer. Now we know that he's not. Right?
Right.
He's not.
No, I mean, there's no way that they can put him back in.
But
there's
that
no
doesn't
way.
Mean Baker is. So now you're down to a 50% chance. You know what I'm saying? You have one guy left.
Yeah, see, here
was an either or, and now Tyrod's done. You know what? Does that make any sense?
Kind of, yeah. It kind of does make some sense. But he's still going to be that rookie quarterback. I mean, you know, I would have taken him. I had a Darnold just because of coming out of college, and I know I mentioned this on this show, because Darnold is a turnover machine. He averaged
right.
2 turnovers a game at USC.
As is Josh Allen.
And now he's in the NFL, and he's doing the same thing. That's not going to last. The Jets are going to have growing pains with this guy for a long time. Will Baker be that guy? Well, he didn't turn it over in college. And trust me, he's a good player. I don't like him in that regard as a football player. He's good, and he has the intangibles. Like he said before, he has chips on his shoulder because everyone tells him he's no good. Everyone growing up said you couldn't do this. He was a walk-on at Oklahoma.
Right.
And
he
is now. So,
he won the Heisman. From walk-on to Heisman to number one pick. You'll never see that again.
No, you won't. And that is one thing you probably will never see ever.
Let's go back to the phones. Yeah, I got it. The Taz Locker Room Hotline. Dennis has joined us. How are you?
Yeah, how's it go, Jeff?
We're good, Dennis. How are you?
I tell you what, watching the game last night, I'll tell you what I saw. I saw a team that didn't play for Tyrod, but as soon as Baker come in, it looked like they completely changed and they wanted to play football. Watching that first quarter, in fact, I started turning it off and watching more of the baseball game, the Yankees and Red Sox. I turned back and forth. But watching that first quarter in particular, I thought to myself at that time, as bad as that offensive line is playing and the way Tyrod Taylor's getting beat up, I hope they don't put Baker in for fear he may get hurt. come in, all of a sudden, he had pass protection. They had route running. They were amazing. They even had a running back. So it looked to me like the team wanted to play for Baker, and they could care less about playing for Tyrod.
I'm with you, Dennis, and thank you for the telephone call. I completely agree. I did not see Tyrod, but he goes 4 for 14. I saw him the entire Steelers game. There was not much there to write home about. Their defense put him in position a couple times. And yes, Baker Mayfield brought up the performance of Duke Johnson, it looked like. Carlos Hyde for sure. Nick Chubb had a nice run to get him close to scoring down there late when they went ahead for good. See, yeah.
Well, no, and we mentioned it earlier, and Dennis reiterated it, that when he got in there and he got in the huddle, you could just see there was a difference. It was like the switch was turned on, and everybody decided to play. Now, if that's the case, and, you know, they've Hugh Jackson saying, well, he looks so good in practice, and da-da-da, well, then...
What took so long?
Exactly. So
I hear you. That's
why,
another
why
thing.
Why not then?
I like, kind
why
of not? Get it, though.
Donald's playing. Josh Allen's going to start playing. Why not put Baker in? You hadn't won in 2 years. Like, why not?
Because they had a better guy than either the Jets. McCown's okay, I guess. Josh Allen, it was either him or Peterman.
Well, yeah,
and I've made the point. They had A.J. McCarron, who they got in a trade from Cincinnati. How bad must he have been?
Well, that's
to be beaten out by Nathan Peterman.
That there's absolutely no confidence in that guy.
That's
right now.
Sad
because Nathan Peterman. But
Josh Rosen
hit the broad
isn't
side
playing
of a
in
barn.
Arizona. Sam Bradford is, but also a former
and
number one.
They
pick.
Might as well. He might as well be playing there too because Sam Bradford has done absolutely nothing.
No, that franchise is completely forgettable right now.
They need Bruce Arians back there to take over again. Is what they need. Because whatever's happening there, you know, David Johnson was one of the premier players in the NFL when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, and he's non-existent.
He has been.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. We got Barry Trammell. We'll talk more about this with Barry from the Daily Oklahoman. He'll have some good insight on Baker Mayfield and how he was able to bring the Browns back from a deficit last night, maybe save their season, maybe save the coach's job, Hugh Jackson. So we'll talk to Barry about that when we return. Jason Duda in for Bob today. I'm Jeff Lutz, and you are listening to The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.